Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven from Minnesota Public Radio, is here. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Okay, new Johnny Depp vehicle.
That's right.
I've seen commercials for this, and what is it called again?
Transcendence.
I was with about transference, transcendence. Transfiguration, transcendence.
Transcendence.
Okay,
and transcendence,
so tell us about
is
this.
The term that Johnny Depp plays a genius scientist, and transcendence is his genius scientist term for a computer that has its own ability to think, that has a consciousness. It is a sentient being, and he called that moment transcendence. So that's what it is about. It's about a scientist who is trying to make that breakthrough. Can we build a computer that has a soul, that can think, that can react? And the plot of the movie is he's a scientist trying to build this, and there are other people out there who think this is a really, really bad idea. We should not let computers take over. This is not good. They will not help us solve our problems. They will try to control us, and it's all bad for humanity.
Okay, so basically he works for Skynet, and he's building the Terminator.
Sure she is.
Exactly. Yeah. That is what they fear. Yeah. And he says, no, what I'm doing is building something that will help us in, you know, a lot of cool ways. And he never really says what those cool ways will be. He just says, yeah, you know, trust me, it's pretty cool. And they don't believe him. And so they shoot him. That's a plot point. It happens pretty quick, but then there's so much that happens after that. I'm not giving away too much with that. He gets uploaded into the computer. That's how his lady love, Rebecca Hall, who is also a scientist, saves him in a way. And then he is part of this computer. And then the questions after that are myriad. Is the computer still Johnny Depp? Is the computer working for good? Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Should this have been done? It's, you know, the great thing about the movie is that it's a good old fashioned science fiction movie. It's about ideas, and it's about a lot of ideas. And it's
miss those kind of
too
movies.
Too many ideas. Yeah, it's not.
Is it too many ideas?
They don't have it. It's not a big 3D CGI because there are some fights, but there aren't big robots. It's a real slow, deliberative movie.
Okay,
but it doesn't quite work because there are just too many ideas. Mm-hmm. And also there's just a structural problem where you just never get to know Johnny Depp character at the beginning. You don't have enough of a setup so you get a sense of him as a human being, as a scientist, before he's uploaded. So you don't have the same questions that Rebecca Hall has, like, is it still him? Because you're like, I don't know. I never really got to know the guy.
So it's kind of hard to know who you're identifying with, perhaps,
yes,
in the movie.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not going through the same questions she is because you're not introduced enough to him. Right. The stakes aren't laid out for you. So because they're trying to pack so many questions in about what is true love? Should we allow computers to take over? It's just, and there are also kind of ridiculous. I want it to be more like a B movie in the 50s, and there are kind of points like that. I want it to be a little bit more over the top. And there are things like that where these two people who are supposedly computer scientists at one point, they put on scrubs and start performing surgery. And I got to tell you, I would not trust the computer programmers I know do brain surgery on me, you know?
No.
You know, things like that. And I kind of love that about it. And I wish it were a little bit more over the top. I wish it were either more of a B movie with cackling scientists, like, ha, 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 you know, that. Or it were more like Her, the Spike Jonze movie from earlier this year that is essentially covering the same ideas. Can you fall in love with a human being who is a computer, a sentient being that you can connect with? And what would a computer want? And what is the goal of a sentient computer?
But very successfully and emotionally resonant.
Incredibly successfully emotionally resonant, as visually stunning as Transcendence, but isn't a giant Hollywood picture and is very focused and clear about what it wanted to do. Her is so successful. I feel like Transcendence is let down because Transcendence is a noble failure.
Okay.
Well,
good to know. Transcendence opening all over the place, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you check it out for yourself.
Everywhere.
Should you choose. Thank you, Stephanie.
Happy to be here.
Nice to have you as always. Stephanie Curtis is the movie maven at Minnesota Public Radio. Checks in with us on Friday mornings.